there's a hole in the world where the light won't go, where the air is thick and the shadows grow. Six took the step, couldn't turn away. Now the dark is alive and it's here to stay. Voices rising cold as and it leaves you dry.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Out of the Abyss. Last time Grazlax joined the party in discussion over everything they'd seen, Flaffle picked two of his discolored scales and gave them to Grazlax to look into. And while this was going on, Warden, who was in Violet state, snuck out to reach out to the Raven Queen, to which she was met with new purpose and an opportunity to grow closer the bond between Warden and Cyanidel, and this is where we will pick back up. Warden, you enter back, and what would you like to do?
What did I miss?
Not much. I got Stool.
Stool was also brought here.
Stool, buddy. Did you do the spore thing with Warden?
Oh, yeah, sure. And
thank you.
Wiggles.
And then Ivan will speak to you in your mind.
He's cute.
Yeah, he can do this. He allows us to speak all telepathically.
She kind of twitches. I'm not used to having people in my head.
Are you
sure about
that?
Getting kind of crowded in here.
I was going to say, I would say you probably sound like you'd be used to having people in your head. Just not this many people, I guess. But it's all good. We're all talking now with voice. We only need this when we need it.
Shots fired.
Anyways, I have a proposition. Stool is very useful in allowing us to speak telepathically. I would like to keep Stool around. I would like to train Stool to be stronger and help him grow. Because I know he's a mushroom. Right, Stool?
Right, Timid.
I'm called Myconids.
Technically, I'm a Myconid, but it's kind of...
That would be like me calling you an elf.
But I am an elf.
You're a drow. And if I called... Kazad, if I called you an elf, would you be... offended?
Not particularly. We are elves. Just a very
okay. Well, what if I said, for example, I called you a wood elf or a
But that would be very different because a wood elf is a different type of elf. But we are elves still.
Okay.
Just calling us an elf, it's no problem.
Flaffle, yeah. It is like the Illithid Mind Flayer debate.
They're not the same thing.
Oof.
No, that he's saying they are the same thing.
Oh, I thought he was saying that they were different. I was like, wait, what? I almost walked into that one and caused some offense. I'm sorry, Grazlax.
Oh, no, none taken whatsoever. So
Also, it is obviously not Warden speaking.
But I don't know what a Myconid is, really. So I'm assuming a Myconid is a living underdark mushroom.
That's exactly what they are. Sentient mushroom folk.
Okay, so Myconid. He's a Myconid. Myconids are those big mushroom things too, right?
Uh-huh, Salvin Bithidia and Salvin Phytho, but Salvin Bithidia is my favorite.
Bigger.
Yeah, very big. Very big. I remember seeing them
Does
in the field.
Does it change how far your network can spread out?
He just shrugs.
I would assume so, with how much spores he puts off. Can you imagine a bigger version of him?
So wait, do you guys meld?
What's that?
I mean, I guess not, because you haven't done it since you've been with me. Oh, so melding is when all the Mykonids come together and they shake a lot and they're kind of like communicating between. It's like a ritual thing that they do between like the different sovereigns and like the different heads of the there's like a hunter and everybody has a circle.
At least in the Drow society, they shake, but it's not necessarily for communication.
It's usually their babies.
I mean, technically it is a form of communication. If you really stop to think about it, it's just conveying that you are inferior in some way.
Yeah.
That's very different.
It's very different, and it's not at all optimal.
Stool.
Uh-huh.
I
have two souls. Does that count as melding?
No, that's a different kind of meld. One of the things, I had a pretty strong connection with a lot of the creatures back home and, well, back at the horrible place. Some of them were bigger Mykonids, like you. So, would you like to be my companion?
Sure, you've been nice to me. I like you.
Would you like to become a bigger Mykonid?
I mean, I want to grow up, sure.
Okay. Are you afraid of helping me in a fight? Not like necessarily attacking things, but helping me heal people?
Sure. I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's when...
is this thing a child?
Yeah.
He holds
We're
up
We're going to bring a child with us.
I'm this mini.
I wonder if they're like trees. If we like cut part of his foot off, we count the rings and wonder how old
he is. No, let's not do that.
Would your foot grow back?
That's not how you determine the mushrooms anyway.
Well, that is an excellent question. If part of you is cut off, how soon would it grow back?
I've never had a limb cut off before. I don't really want to find out.
Yeah, let's not do that. Well, then, you, Stool, are now my companion. And
would your healing make it grow back? If so, we have a sustainable food source.
We talked about this already in the prison.
Yes, but now I'm talking about it from an efficiency aspect.
And
I'm suddenly very glad that this body does not need to eat.
I'm just going to say...
Yeah, but this body does, and that body does, and that body does.
I'm just going to say no.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Morals.
I want to pick...
Holding back progress.
I want to try something. I want to pick up Stool from my shoulder and hold him. But I also, at the same time, want to kind of see about channeling my energy into him to try to meld with him.
Okay.
Question for DM.
Yes.
Have we long rested?
Not yet.
All right. Is there phase rest over here?
No.
Okay. I want to detect thoughts on Stool while he's doing this.
Is that a spell?
Yes.
That's great. I love this. Just the look on Hulk's face right now.
Is there phase rust in the tavern, by the way?
No, there's not phase rust. No.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
It's a wisdom saving throw. Wisdom.
Are you digging deeper?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Ivan, since he is now your companion, would you like to make a wisdom saving throw?
It is a straight roll.
I will add resistance to this, because Ivan has always resisted any kind of mental delving.
Like, has he, like, signed the contract or anything? How's this companion thing work here? Like, is he getting a 9-to-5 here? Are we talking just straight slave labor? Like, did he kidnap this child from his hive? Who knows? Sorry.
I mean, okay. He is a drow, so the immediate assumption for most is clean. I mean,
technically, this child was imprisoned, and he's basically, like, you could look at it as, like, the whole Mandalorian and Grogu thing. He's trying to get him back to his people.
We're talking, like season one of Mandalorian or season two of Mandalorian? Are we talking about a Bill Burr episode, or are we talking about the Jack Black episode?
I don't think that resistance is going to help me here.
Mm-mm.
Because I rolled a natural one.
Okay. God. Oh, God. His mind is an open book. So, because he rolled a nat one, do I now have access to the rest of his hive's thoughts?
No, you do not.
I think he would get access to... I think because Ivan and Stool right now is kind of melding, doing kind of like the Ivan's best interpretation of melding, where their kind of minds connect. You're gonna. I would say that he would also get full access to Ivan. Would that be okay, DM?
Yeah, I
believe that Shookashack is just hovering over Ivan's shoulder and staring down the little mushroom person. As he does this, he's just eyeing him down.
You hear these individuals? No, not of my kind, but are good people. I will combine with this one so I may get home. I have not been home in so long. I miss home.
Is he about to go, like, circle the spores on us?
Who?
He's gonna get infected, brother. Yeah, he's gonna end up like Last of Us. He's gonna be a goddamn flicker over here.
No.
We're gonna wake up one morning and look over at Ivan. He's gonna be standing in the corner. Ivan, are you good?
One day, Stool will be a Stars Druid himself.
Chicken Shack just touches Stool's mind, and it's can feel it. The fear in me is greater than anything you can imagine. You cannot kill me in a way that matters. I'm not fucking scared of you. I'm a piece of shit.
At that point, you see a piece of drool just come down.
A tear just escapes Chicken Shack's eye after hearing how much he misses home. He just that's pretty much all I hear.
Oh yeah, that's it.
Okay. Yeah, just one singular tear. And he just pats Ivan on the back. I think you found the one.
I don't hear a word you're saying, Pat.
I didn't hear a word.
What? Really? Can you hear me still?
Yeah,
I hear you now.
Yeah, okay. He just says, "What? What do you mean?"
That is the one. That's the one, cousin. Trust me on this one. My accent just disappeared. I'm sorry. Give me a
second. Yep, it's okay. That's definitely the one, originally, from the get-go, Ivan was supposed to have a Russian accent, but I forgot to do it, and I just have never picked it up. I was just like, fuck it, it's too late now.
I've never seen a better pairing between what would you consider yourself? Trainer and companion? Two companions working together. I've never seen a better pair.
There you go. Okay.
Take that kid home.
I plan to.
He misses it so much.
Something
pats
that
him on
I
the
want,
shoulder again.
Something I want to point out. Shamper. You have been sitting here listening to this the whole time. Kind of lost in your thoughts, not saying much. What is going through your mind right now?
Shepro looks as though someone who has been trying to silently sob with Flaffles kind of letting everything out monologue. He hasn't spoken since then, and is still sniffling. His mind thinks to maybe this was what he was meant to do, to watch after Flaffle until he finally came to terms with himself. And at the appearance of Grazlax, Champra is more than tempted to speak to Grazlax about seeing if there are other ways he can help that's not so combat related, but also would give Flaffle the opportunity to, with the lack of a better term, spread his wings. At that moment, Champra kind of tunes in to Grazlax from across the room, and he goes, "Hello, Scratch Me Back."
"Oh, hello, Champra. Are you okay?"
"Oh, I feel every emotion that has ever been created. Listen, I need to ask favor of you."
Very well.
"You need to take me with you when you leave. I want to come with you, if that's all right."
"Of course. I can introduce you to the Society of Brilliance, and perhaps you and Y can get along very well."
I would. That sounds good. I will bring a lot of information of lizards to the Society of Brilliance."
"Are you saying this out loud, or are you saying this mentally?" "Okay.
Mentally. And he just kind of stands up, kind of like wipes the tears out of his dripping beard. And he looks at Flaffle and says out loud,
"Flaffle, it worked."
"Yeah?"
And he kind of doesn't really look at anyone else and moves over here.
Grazlax in your head goes, "Flaffle, go talk to him."
"Okay. I'll be right back, folks. Somebody, before, while I'm stepping away, does anybody have a way to detect invisibility?"
That would be a big no.
"Okay, well, then somebody grab a broom and just start swaying it into every nook and cranny of this floor. And if you hit an invisible source, beat the hell out of that Duergar and knock him out so we can throw him in the cellar."
"I actually
because we need to keep an eye out for spies.
See through invisibility. And I'll cast see invisibility."
"Okay. Perfect. All right. Let's go."
"I'm a little concerned on what I'm gonna see." "Lasts for an hour."
"Okay. All right, cool. All right, you don't see anything right now."
"Room's clear."
"Flaffle?"
"Yes.
I need to tell you something."
I'm sorry for low-key lying to you for the last couple of weeks. I'm just very untrusting at first, I guess. Even though, like, we know each other, we're cool, but I'm sorry."
"That's okay. Champra has always known you were a big liar. But Champra has also always loved you."
"Oh, thanks."
"That brings me to my next point. What you said about if you did not fully believe in what we were doing next, staying with the group, that this would be a good time to turn and do other things. Champra."
"Yeah.
Champra is going to go with Grazlax and try to help in different ways. I like to believe that you coming to terms with yourself, well, I think you've come to terms with yourself a long time ago, but letting everyone in on that, this is powerful. But also, as soon as you said it all out loud, Champra feels as though his guidance may be used in other ways now that you have opened yourself up to true self.
What are you saying? You're leaving?
I'm not leaving Underdark, but Champra is going to go with Krasilax and try to see if he can help in different ways other than the spearhead that you all are going to be.
I see. Okay. I understand.
I know it for you. I haven't even come to terms with it yet, but
I wasn't expecting to feel this way.
He kind of like like trying to hold himself together, and he grabs you and he hugs you, and you also feel 12 spectral lizards cover your back like you had like a porcupine back. It's just,
I'd imagine like Fluffle's arms like down beside him right now, not expecting the hug, and he kind of like reaches up and like pats you on the back before just kind of raising up his other arm, just kind of giving into the hug a bit. I'm gonna miss you.
Well, as long as Champra keeps his wits about him, yeah, I'm not dying anytime soon. This is not our final goodbye, but
don't do that. Definitely don't die.
Oh, no. Part of the reason I'm leaving is I do not want to die yet.
But thank you, Champra. I don't think if I hadn't have met you that I'd be here today. So you played an instrumental part in who I am, even if your goals recently have already been fulfilled. But without you, I never would have started on this path. So it's because of you that I am who I am. So I know it was a haphazard decision back when we first met, but I would still very much like to carry on the name of Kissy Kissy, if that's okay with you.
Pretty cool, I guess. Yeah. Shepard would like this very much.
And you see him like just, he almost doesn't have any tears left. And he goes,
Shepard loves you, Flaffle, and Shepard will always be your papa. That will not change.
And well, you
quickly wipes away a tear that's kind of forming and just goes,
thanks.
And he, Champer reaches inside of his backpack and pulls out a potion, and he hands it to you and goes,
I think, you could probably use this more than I can. It's a mushroom goalie potion. I don't know. It's supposed to do something cool. I made it. I never used it. I don't know what to do right now.
Thank you. I'll figure out something to do with it for sure. You know me.
Okay.
I'm resourceful.
You are resourceful. Like I said, this isn't goodbye. It's just bye for now.
I'll be okay.
I don't know if I will, but thanks for asking.
You'll be okay too. You're going with Mr. Grazilect. He knows his place like the back of his hand. Tentacles.
It's okay. Yeah, it's a hand. Okay, yeah, I don't know. Okay, I'll tell the rest of the group, but I wanted you to hear it from me first.
Thanks.
Flaffle rushes back in for one last hug.
He squeezes you so tight, it's where you can feel rip crack.
Oh.
Sorry. I'm going to miss your stinky scales.
It's a musk.
That it is. Ooh, okay. We got this.
So for the rest of you, as these two kind of venture off and talk for a second, Droki will kind of look over and just say, so we're gonna do something about this, right? Like, we can't just let them keep doing this shit, right? Like, this is
oh, no, absolutely. We're going to fucking kill them all.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Because I need my tunnels back really badly. And
I may or may not have an in with these people. My in did not inform me of the, you know, the weird things that are going down behind that other gate. But, yeah, I know a guy. Let's just say that.
You haven't. Okay.
I mean, how do you think information networks work? I have spies on spies.
I have also
kidding. He's more of a friend. He's a pal.
I have a inside person too, but we won't talk about him.
Why not?
And he looks over you with crazy eyes and just goes, because we don't need to. It's better that way. Just don't worry about it.
I'm worried about it.
It's beneficial.
Too.
It's beneficial. I don't want to give out all my secrets.
I get it. It's a need to know thing. Why do you think I don't tell y'all everything I know?
But, like, we're going to be fighting these things, and if you have an in and you have a guy there and he's...
Yeah, but, like, let's say we're in a fight. You know what my guy now looks like. So you look to the guy expecting him to help you, but he can't because he's undercover. And now you may have jeopardized his position by looking at him like you knew him.
But if we get into a fight and he's there and I don't know who he is, then I'll end up maybe killing him?
You guys hear the door, the front door, open and shut very quickly, but nothing is there.
Warden was using Warden visibility.
Yeah, and Warden, at that point, when she sees the door open, kind of moves over to a table and just kind of sits down and just starts watching the couch that's over here and Flaffle.
I think
I'm gonna pick up on that, and I'm gonna move over there, and I'm gonna sit next to Warden.
Alrighty, guys. So, what town are we going to next?
Well, I think we're gonna stay here and deal with the situation.
Yeah, we're gonna take care of the little Machinid.
Flaffle.
We're gonna send him.
With Flaffle and Shamper's conversation be wrapping up when Kazad is kind of walking over.
Yeah, I feel when Kazad walks over. Yeah, it would be.
I feel like I would have to roll to see if I could understand.
What's up, Kazad?
Nothing. I was just coming over here to check on Warden, and he, like, very pointedly, like, looks at Flaffle like something is not right. Like, wait, I can communicate telepathically with Flaffle, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can.
Oh, we can all communicate.
Yeah. Everybody can.
I say, I'm just coming over here to check with Warden, and I say in his mind, something's not right here.
Message back. What do you mean, something's not right here?
You told us to keep an eye on things that might be invisible, and the bar door just opened and closed, and Warden is very interested in that couch right there.
Yes, actively just staring the couch down.
Does Flaffle have his back to the door?
No, I would say you guys are just kind of over in this corner talking, but like you, I picture Flaffle doesn't normally stand still for very long.
He kind of pace a lot.
He paces, yeah.
And I'm gonna mentally reach out to Warden, and I go, what are we dealing with?
You You hear the other voice, not Warden's voice.
Okay.
There's a tiefling sitting on the couch. He came in. He was scared. But
is Flapple receiving this information as well?
She's sending it straight to Kazad.
Okay.
With the Stool Network, you can pick and choose who you send the message to. Like, you can pull people out of it, pull people into it.
Can I, by chance, like, let Kazad see what I'm seeing through this network?
Not yet.
Okay.
That would be something that Stool has to grow into. With psychic abilities and stuff.
Wow. Oh, so the
Question ring goes, oh, there you are, Warden. And runs over and pops up in one of the chairs and just stares over at you and mentally, where are they?
They're sitting on the couch. They seem scared.
Cool. Flapple just looks at you. I wanted to show you something. And he pulls out his necklace. Do you know what these do? This is really fascinating. So each one of these is like a fireball spell. This is
a fireball.
That's it. So if I were to pull these two beads off, it creates two fireballs. As Flapple then
he's saying this, Kazad gets up and starts moving
walks over towards the couch and then looks over the couch. For example, if I were to throw them directly at this couch right here, it would be like two fireballs going off directly on this couch right here. As Flapple stares at the couch smiling.
With that, Bramble, if you would like to describe your new character, essentially, you have just left your post after seeing what they are doing. That was not information that was privy to you before. However, you saw that and immediately went to go find Shookshack. You ran to this tavern, and this is the situation you're in now. So if you would like to describe your character, go ahead. You're muted. You're muted.
You're muted.
Yeah, so I'm guessing invisibility has dropped at this point.
Yes.
Or am I still? Okay, gotcha. Yeah, so the invisibility drops, and you see before you a red tiefling, orange eyes, wearing chainmail, with a large shield and an even larger lance on his back. And he is wide-eyed. Something to note on, his horns have been shaved down, and there appears to be a lot of scarring right below his horns, which is covered by a kerchief or a bandana tied behind his hair. And he looks at you guys and goes,
So you're just going to kill everybody? Is that the plan?
Oh, if Flapple is a little bit on the insane side.
I guess I hear this.
And but right now, you're the one sneaking in our conversation. Above so right table. Now, you're the outside party.
Above table, or out of character. Bramble, is this... you've played this character in another game before, right?
I love Lairs.
Yeah, Lairs.
Yeah. Only got like 4 sessions with him, and I was like, he needs to live on.
I played Alucard in that fucking game.
Well, that's how Shamper got started, wasn't it? Like, Shamper was around for like a short session, and then like...
He was a one-shot character.
Yeah.
My bugbear character loved Lars.
How old is this character, Will?
He's like in his 30s, full adult.
Okay.
Sugar Shack, you do see Lairs at this point.
Yo, howdy, nephew. What you doing around these bars?
You might have to vouch for me here. I came here looking for you, and apparently these guys want to kill me now.
Upon seeing Sugar Shack recognize them, Flaffle puts the necklace back away. Apologies for a bit on edge.
See, I got him right here. He's on the... Can you see behind that flap right there?
You may need to
connect it over there. Oh, my fault.
I don't
see it now.
I do.
Yeah,
I'm not getting
close. That's my nephew.
Sorry about that, friend. We're
a bit jumpy. It, Warden? Don't worry about it. Here you are.
I thought you might have been a Duergar.
No.
Warden just like leans back.
No.
Also, this is the first time you guys have ever seen her actually sit down.
Zoth's gonna move away from the door to give this guy a way out now if he wants it. He's gonna come over and he's gonna sit back down next to Warden. What? He's just watching the situation.
Question for DM. How is the door handle situation set up on this door? Are they like loops that come down?
Yes.
Okay. Flaffle is going to walk over to the door, pull out the immovable rod he just got, shove it through the door latch, and hit the button. Get any more guests.
What were you saying?
Yes. Fucking smart, David.
Oh, once I saw the immovable rod, I don't think you understand the problems I'm about to cause you with that thing.
That's so fucking smart. Okay. Yeah, the rod extends and juts into the stone.
I'm not locking you in, friend. I'm just making sure we don't have any more guests. Looked over at the bartender. Are you cool with that?
Just shrug your shoulders.
Listen, I've been locked in a lot worse places than a tavern.
Your ass.
Interesting. So you're a criminal. It's okay, friend. Me and Droki wear those titles proudly.
That's you know, like, it's a lot of stealing food, you know, it's not, I don't know, but, you know, sometimes
necessities.
He makes sure I eat.
People don't understand. I understand you. I do.
Flavio
walks over and hops up in this chair.
I do want to say that Matt, when Kazad sat next to Warden, Warden did kind of shift.
That's fine.
And you do get a sense of mild hostility from her.
That's okay.
So I think Sugar Shack will come more towards you and in a more serious manner, just be like, so what did you say?
It is not that, I'm not gonna lie, I don't know if that was worth the coin. Reminder, you still have to pay me.
Yeah, mushroom pie.
That's so good.
Grandmama's recipe.
It's good stuff. Okay, so don't be mad, but they started... The whole invisibility thing worked out for a little bit, but the closer I got, the higher the watch was into what the things you asked me to look at. But from what I can tell, is whatever they're doing, they're getting close.
At this point, I guess I would start filling him in. Yes.
Who's getting close?
So if you're talking about the dragon, the thing...
Stole. Can you shimmy shake on this fella right here? We need him in the network.
What does that mean?
You'll see in a second. Just breathe in the spores, you'll be fine.
Breathe in the spores. Sugar Shack,
tell him.
Mushrooms. It's fine. Just breathe it.
You see little tiny Mykonid come jumping down off of Ivan's shoulders, who is just a person, walks over and just starts shaking and spores come out.
Oh, he does a little dance. That's pretty cool. Okay.
It tickles a bit.
What is it? That smells interesting. What is...
Yeah.
Breathe it in. Warden will mentally... Now you're part of the network and speak.
Not joining another cult if this is what this is.
I don't think it's a cult.
Not yet.
This is pretty
Warden
close to
just kind of looks over at the Raven Queen who's been sitting here this whole time like, this isn't a cult, is it?
So, question for DM, because I feel like I forgot some things. We do know what the ritual's purpose is, right?
No.
No, not yet? Okay. I had nephew, so far, game plan, all we know is they're doing some weird chimera things with the dragon parts. And we plan on dealing with this probably after we take a little nap.
Yeah. I would say, get your nap in. Like I said, I worked at a tavern before this job, man, so I don't know exactly what I saw, but it does not seem good.
So, I guess what we would need from you from now, since you've been there, you know any access points we could get into that'd probably be best? Do you know where the higher-ups are? That's what I'm getting at.
I mean, I might have one, but keep in mind I was invisible, so it might not work for, is everyone in this room going to be coming?
There will be some people not coming.
Okay.
You look over and a mind flayer just kind of waves his hand and says, I'm not...
He's here.
He's friend.
Oh, right. Yeah.
He's one of those chains.
He doesn't need
brains anymore.
That's all right. Okay. Yeah. It's just weird fucking room. You guys get that right.
Now, don't take this the wrong way, nephew, but he is one of the good ones.
Good bond flare. All right.
So, you know the Wormstone tunnels and their movements throughout them?
What?
No.
I don't know.
Where have you been stationed this whole time?
Well, so you take a left, go right a little further down. Another right.
Waffles looking over at Jeroki.
Another left.
He was across the chasm.
Little ladder.
So you never went into the tunnels?
I mean, there were tunnels. I don't know if there's the tunnels you're referencing.
The tunnels down below, right?
I gave him a very specific map.
It was pretty...
You have a map?
And you kind of...
Yeah, I showed you at my house.
Yeah, we didn't get a lot of time to really look at that. We may need that map.
Yeah, I got a pretty good look at it. I pretty much remember it.
He does. Can you write it down and show it to Shukashak for him to verify?
I can't remember. I can't spell all the things that he had written on it, but I can draw the picture of it. Yeah,
we have got to get you educated. Look, if a kobold can learn common and how to write, I can teach you.
You have to understand that Drow society does not like its men.
Oh, and they liked me less.
They don't.
I knew you on the back bit of this, but I did not know it went that deep.
Oh well, it's because he
to keep you ignorant to make you subservient.
Oh well, I mean, Kazad knows how to read and write.
There's a hierarchy. Was clearly on one of the higher tiers.
My mother was really high up. I don't know where or how high she was, but she really hated me.
Why? Did you have other brothers?
No. I'm an only child.
Ah, were you adopted?
That seems strange.
Huh.
Yeah, my mother was banned from having children. After me.
That seems really strange.
Speaking of family,
was the matriarch of the Devere family.
Nephew, meet cousin. Cousin, hi. Nephew.
Uh-oh, good to meet another family member. I'm Ivan.
Yeah, I'm Lairs. Good to meet you. Welcome to the tree that grows within his arm.
Oh, yeah. But my mother was banned from having children after me, and she really hated my guts. But, I got new family now, so it's okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I'll start teaching you how to read and write, Ivan.
Hopefully not the way that the Drow teach people.
No,
I know five languages.
I can teach.
Yeah, let's not
I can accost speak.
Any more people, Kazad.
I can speak several languages. Like, I know how to speak the Druidic language. I learned that one from the Myconids and the other animals.
That one is special.
I also know how to speak giant.
How?
I got lost. They say I got lost, but I'm pretty sure I got thrown out of the back of a caravan.
Flavel's winning at you.
I've been there.
Flavel says in Draconic. Do you know what I'm saying right now?
Wait, me? Are you talking to me?
I say the Draconic, yeah.
Oh, I just look at you and go, "Ew, that's a lot of weird language."
Okay.
But yeah, no, I got thrown out, and then a group of fire giants, I had to hide, and so I followed them around, and then they found me, and then they gave me back to the Drow.
rough.
The fire giants did?
Yeah, but I spent a little bit of time with them and I learned their language.
So why would they turn you back into the drow?
I don't know. I was really little.
Was there a reward on you?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I got thrown out of the art. But they say I got lost. But no, yeah. I think I was really not liked.
Plot thickens.
But when I ran away, instead of letting me run away, they hunted me down. So
it's odd. In a higher tier prominent family, an only child that is male, how would that be perceived?
History check to see if I can kind of recall if I have any experience with something like that.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Can I do a history check?
These guys hate me on history. Nine.
Could Shookashack do one as well?
Remember, but yeah, Shookashack can. See if you can remember.
13.
Not really.
Yeah. I have no experience with that.
Okay, well, we are just creating more questions for ourselves and getting further away from solutions.
Could
we are tabling this though.
Check on that.
If you want to.
Since this knowledge would technically come from Cianadel, do I roll from her sheet? Yes. She does have the better history.
I would say for the first time that you guys have seen 18. It, Flaffle pulls out his cookbook and flays it open. Does anyone look at the pages as he's doing this?
Oh yeah. Lairs is very interested in anything you're doing.
Okay. You see what looks like a standard cookbook with the recipes written out, finely drawn pictures of the food, as well as, the big old title for the dish on every page. But you also notice written around every border, every space, there are notes written in complete and utter gibberish. Unless you know Yip Yak.
Nope. With an 18, yes, you know.
Okay. Everywhere. So,
and I begin writing.
What happens to a only male child in a high-born family?
It depends on what they are good at. Most of the time, they are either used for prearranged marriages to set up some kind of political thing. If they're lower class, then they are set to where Ivan went.
But he's high class, so what happened to him was weird.
Weird. He had a very selective opportunity happen with him. Which is why he's noble.
Cianadel will speak up, because it's not Morgan talking right now. She's just kind of observing. Typically, with drow of Ivan's variety, no offense, you would not be regulated to what they forced you to do. Normally, you would be used as a bargaining chip political...
They did, after a while, try that. They tried to give me to somebody, but that person said no. And so I stayed where I was. They tried to give me to a whole nother house.
Which house?
I don't know. All I know is I'm from the same house he is. Points to Khazad.
The violet kind of flickers more.
Related.
And she just kind of clenches a fist.
An only child.
I don't know. All I know is that that's the house that
Kazad, do you know about this?
Wait, hold on. You guys are from two different houses and you get along?
No,
they are from the
rolling
same
another,
house.
I'm rolling another history to see
I don't
if
have
any
a house anymore.
Working in place.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I get that. Me too.
Also, 18. I don't like the drow.
Oh. he didn't know how to respond to that.
So with an 18, what you would understand is the more you look at Ivan, the more you pick up on how non-drow he actually is. He's not a drow at all. It's, in fact, ever since you met him, there's been something off about him being a Duerden. But he's not a drow by any means. He is an Aesimar. And you start to see like the little stars emanating from his back.
Kazad just stands there for a minute with his jaw like on the floor. He's like,
yeah.
How do you? He's just staring for a minute. He's like, I understand why your mother was not permitted to have children after you.
I do have a quick question. I have popped divine sense around Ivan. Do I know what he is?
Yes. Am I really that hated? But am I problematic?
You don't understand.
Aesimar are
you're
rare.
Not a drow.
What's an Aesimar?
They are of divine blood.
I can answer that one. Chukchak opens his robe and
it's
shows
no
you.
No wonder that you were so hated. You are anathema to everything that Lolth represents.
What does Chukchak show Ivan? Because Ivan's like looking into the mysterious robes of his cousin.
I thought you always knew. And he just opens the robe, and he has a lantern attached to his hip. This here thing right here points me out to all the celestials. Is Aesimar celestial?
Technically, yes. They already tied
this here. This here right here lets me know when there are any celestials in the vicinity. And when you showed up, poo boy, I've never seen a light so bright. You're not a drow.
I have a great need to know if it lit up with when Warden showed up.
So I'm not a drow?
No, sir, Bob.
No.
You're descended from a people that helped with gods.
So why was he allowed to live in Menzel Baranston?
Because he would be exceptionally powerful and useful.
He's powerful.
So he was a tool.
To keep working. Yeah, I forced those who died from overwork to get back up and keep working.
Loth's bloodline typically produces tieflings rather than Aesimar. And the Aesimar that Loth does produce are typically the ones of the necrotic variety.
Now, I'm not the most religious, but...
I hear you there, brother.
Loth. Is fighter queen bitch of the drow.
Yeah,
indeed she is.
Yeah.
Now, is she considered a god, a devil, or a
I think
demon?
She's a demon.
She's a demon queen, but she has the power of a minor deity.
Yes.
I see. And the Demigorgon is a demon.
Also a demon lord.
Probably not quite as powerful as Lilith, but...
Two-faced baboon thing.
So demons can create tiefling, not just devils.
No.
Yes. Kind.
So above the table, lore-wise, no. Yeah.
2024, they made it to where they can, but they don't look like normal tieflings. They look more like...
DM, your call?
Mm-hmm.
No. DM says... This is how I rule it with that. Lolth is technically in this universe. She is a demon lord and a goddess. She is both.
She is the former wife of the god of elves.
Indeed.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. But no, they don't typically make tieflings.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a dumb thing too. So I'm not a drow. Then what happened? Like, I get we have a thing to go on to, but
I was about to say I firmly believe this is a mystery that needs to be solved. But I don't think we're gonna find the answers here in Gracklestug. And as long as we're stuck here in Gracklestug, we really need to be finding a way to solve the problem here before we move on to figuring out whatever is going on with you.
At some point in time, Ivan, one of your ancestors, at least this is typically how I know Azamar to be
created. Fucked a god?
Pretty much.
What?
Or an angel, or some other celestial being, and now he has celestial blood within him. It could be a blessing from a deity, but I doubt.
Does celestial blood have any properties to it?
Of course it does, but I don't think he would have enough celestial blood in him to have
help
those properties.
Ivan,
yeah?
At some point in time, can I get a sample from you and I'll trade you a scale?
I'll do it right now.
Not right now. I need to get proper things to hold this, and Droki is currently working on that for me. Right, Droki?
I mean, I can either go get this stuff for you, or
not right now. There's more going on right now.
Of course. But yes, I can. Yes, I will look into this stuff for you as soon as this is done.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. And that brings us back to the problem at hand.
Yeah.
Now that we have inside source, such as Layers.
Oh, God.
Fluffle pops out of the chair. This is not the ideal place to have this conversation. We need a larger table. As Fluffle scurries over to this table right here. All right, pull up chairs. Who has got a large piece of parchment?
At this point, Grazlak also speaks up and says, if all is all right, Flavel,
I still need to talk research with you.
I tell you what.
We're going to need to rest, right?
Yes, everyone? However, I do need to leave. However, I do have Shamper with me. Shamper is coming. And I will be able to concoct a way to have you guys speak more regularly. However, some of the answers you might be looking for is in a very, very difficult place to find. I have only heard rumors about it. I have never found it. And I've heard there is a certain crystal you need to find it. Do you guys know of Graven Hollow?
What?
Nope. I do not.
Can I make a history check?
Yeah.
I would say Warden, Ivan, and Kazad make a history check.
Oh. I looked over at Droki. Graven Hollow?
Warden or Cianadel?
Seven.
Cianadel.
Two. Seriously, me and history checks on this character just fucking
Nat 20.
Nice.
You, because it's a nat 20, you know what he's talking about. And in fact, you pull out the crystal that Stone Speaker gave you. And he goes, yes, that's right there. That glows when you get close. And what you understand is, because you have that stone, there is a library that holds and is ran only by three stone giants, ancient stone giants. And you now have the ability to find it. you know of this place. There is the magic that is held within this place is centuries old.
And we have the ability to talk to them.
Do I by chance know where roughly it would be, or just that the stone can be used to find it?
I will say with a nat 20, Cyandel remembers a off comment that was made about it. When the time is right, the crystal will lead you to it. Subconsciously, but the crystal will take you there. And with that, we will end the session right there.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Hey, adventurers. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.